she did a lot of paintings portraying working in the cotton fields. That was a huge part of her life. She actually chose to pick cotton. She could have gone to school. She went to school maybe for 10 days. She hated it that much. She ran home. She told her parents, "I would rather pick cotton." My dad was the choir director for the church where I grew up, and I started singing in the choir probably before I can remember. And he's a songwriter as well, so I think that helped to encourage me to write songs because it was part of him, and so it just became something. I think it was something that I always did.
I need something cool to wash it down, baby. Sometimes it's hard to swallow the truth.
When I was about 8 years old, I was in a play in school called The Little Star, in which I got to play the little star. And it was completely the highlight of third grade.
All right, here's stop time. Oh, don't bring me no black coffee. Didn't ask for none of that.
In my teens, I started writing songs. I remember hearing a song in my head one day. I was walking home, and it was just this repetitive song was going around in my head, and it felt so familiar that I remember calling my dad, and I don't even know if he remembers this, but I remember calling my father and singing it to him. And I said, "Does this sound like something that you've heard before?" And he said, "No." And I said, "It's just going around in my head." And he said, "That's how you write songs." And it just had never occurred to me that this was something that had came from me. I do have a problem sticking with the schedule. I'm not good with schedules. I don't have a problem with being motivated. I love producing things. I love producing art and being creative. So sometimes I think I might be a little too motivated, and it would be helpful to be a little more focused because there's so many things I want to do with my time, and sometimes it doesn't feel like there's enough hours in the day. But I think for the most part, I stay pretty much on task. You can ask any of my friends. They're always like, "Oh gosh, Carla is so busy all the time."